This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
Wine brought to you by our good friends at Bama Budweiser, who remind you to enjoy their products responsibly. Joining us now on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline is the commissioner of the Sun Belt Conference, Carl Benson. Carl, good morning. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Always my pleasure.
Well, it certainly is exciting times around here, Commissioner. Of course, reliving Troy's big win at LSU on Saturday. And it begs the question, what something like that means to the Sun Belt Conference as a whole?
Well, it's credibility, Barry. And you know, we've been waiting for the signature win now for a month. And Troy Trojan stepped up on Saturday and gave us a big win, not only big win for the program and how important it is for the growth and the development and the maturation of the program. But it, they had Sunbelt on their jerseys the other night, and the football world saw that. And once again, it just makes that connection between Troy and the Sunbelt.
It also speaks to the quality of the league. Been looking again for that signature win for the entire month. There have been some really significant wins for the Sun Belt Conference over the last several years in football competition. Give us a state of the Sun Belt report as you see it a month into the season. The Sun Belt Conference football, how has it been?
Well, we were hoping for some additional signature wins, not just against Power Five, but against our peer conferences. And last year we had, by far our strongest overall, both regular season and postseason. Mm-hmm. And we had a lot of excitement and a lot of anticipation. But sometimes those wins can be fleeting. But now I think we have four or five non-conference games left. And we can now, kind of turn our attention to the league play and, start focusing on the league play. And we think that it'll be very competitive. And so the teams that were selected to finish at the top appear to be there with Troy and App State and Arkansas State. You can never rule them out, that's for sure. But then we've got the postseason. The season is always kind of divided into three portions, and you've got the non-conference and regular season, postseason, and non-conference not as well as we had hoped, but it's sure got a big boost on Saturday night in Baton Rouge. And it's amazing the number of calls that I've had about how great a win that was and what a great season the Sun Belt was having. So, one win can change the general feeling. But I'm happy for Neil and the job that he's done and his staff, and especially the student athletes there at Troy.
Sun Belt Conference Commissioner Carl Benson joins us via telephone tonight. Sun Belt Conference kicks off the weekend of college football. It's Arkansas State versus Georgia Southern. Next Wednesday, Troy is at home in the battle for the belt against South Alabama. The exposure of the Sun Belt Conference with its television packages, particularly some of these ESPN2 games like tonight and next Wednesday, I doubt that the exposure of Sun Belt Conference football and those student athletes has been at a higher level than it is these days as well, Commissioner. Am I right?
Absolutely, Barry. And I think tonight, my guess is when they start tonight's television broadcast, they'll not just be talking about Arkansas State and Georgia Southern. They'll be talking about Troy's big win in Baton Rouge, and they'll be promoting next week's game, in Troy with in-state rival South Alabama. And, all that is just, great publicity and great exposure, and, the amount of national and international exposure that, that Troy has received since Saturday night has been tremendous. As Chancellor Hawkins, sent me the tweet heard around the world is how he gave it. And we know that Troy is that, is the international university in the state of Alabama as well as the Sun Belt. And as you may know, I had the good fortune back in August to travel with Chancellor Hawkins, to Vietnam and take part in some of the Troy University graduations that they have over there, both in Ho Chi Minh City, Saigon, and Hanoi. And it was a, trip of a lifetime for me, and an experience that I will always remember.
Looking at the Sunbelt Conference's role in the group of five and where it stands as of right now, and college football as a whole, the Sunbelt has continued to increase not only television exposure, but also postseason exposure. The tie-ins for the Sunbelt Conference in postseason, go over those and exactly how meaningful that is for the student-athlete experience.
You know, if we'd had this conversation 4 years ago today, you know, Barry, we'd be talking about two bowl games, New Orleans and Mobile, what at that time was the GoDaddy and now the Dollar General Bowl. But since then, we've added the game right there in Montgomery with the Raycom Camellia Bowl now starting its third year. The first 2 years of that game, you know, we know how our first 3 years now that game is, how successful it's been. And in addition, we've added a game in Orlando, the Cure Bowl, and we've added a game in Tucson. So we have five bowl opportunities for our student athletes, and you know, I think that's the right number. They're in the right location. We have the three bowls, you know, that are right in the heart of the Sun Belt with the Raycom Camellia Bowl in Montgomery and Mobile in New Orleans, as I said. And so then we have two destinations, the one in Orlando and the one in, you know, in Tucson. So we think it's a great mix. And, you know, as we now go into, you know, the months of October and November, we'll start jockeying around. One thing for your fans, you know, the Sun Belt champion is not designated in any of our particular bowls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and right now our goal is for our champion to, you know, to land in one of the New Year's Day games. And, you know, just in the last, 72 hours now, Troy has jumped up into that conversation about, you know, the highest ranked champion. And that's, you know, that's one of our goals as well. And Troy, you know, as they win and continue to win, they will continue to pick up that type of conversation. So, but if that doesn't materialize and you know, then we start looking at where is the best place for Troy, what is the best, you know, opponent, and we try to match up and make sure that you know, that we, along with our bowl partners, and especially there in Montgomery with Johnny Williams and
yes,
the Raycom Camellia Bowl people, that you know, that we put the right team in, you know, in Montgomery. You know, the past 2 years it's been Appalachian State, and they've had tremendous games, and yet you know, you never want to continue to quote, you know, to quote, go back to the well, so to speak, but you know, I think for all parties, it would be beneficial and healthy to, you know, to have a new team, so to speak, in, you know, in Montgomery, and we'll work with Johnny to make sure that happens.
Carl, with Troy's victory against LSU, do you foresee it being difficult for Troy to schedule more games like that in the future?
You know, that's always a good question, John,
yeah.
And you know, the SEC needs games, and you know, from a regionality standpoint, you know, the 1,000 fans that were in Baton Rouge, you know, didn't go unnoticed in terms of you know, the economic impact. So no, I think that Troy's a great opponent, you know, in the region, and will continue to, you know, to pick up those types of games.
Carl Benson is with us, and lest I be accused of piling on, I will approach with some trepidation the fact that Troy has already started practice in defense of its men's basketball Sun Belt Conference championship and its women's basketball Sun Belt Conference championships. Carl, the sport of college basketball has taken a black eye over the last couple of weeks. From your perspective and in your chair overseeing Sun Belt Conference basketball, your thoughts on the value of college basketball and its legitimacy and all that these days?
Well, it's obviously been in the news and has been highlighted, and any time you have federal intervention, in this case the FBI, it, you know, it takes on a much more serious nature. But again, you know, there have been scandals before in college basketball, and I think the sport is strong enough to withstand this scandal as well. Again, does it create some change within the NCAA structure? You know, the NCAA has always been looked at to, you how do we change the rules to accommodate our student athletes? And the one thing that I would say is that, paying the student athletes does not keep these things from happening. So those that are out there that are suggesting that all we have to do is pay our high profile, whether it's men's basketball players or football players or any other student athletes, that is not the answer.
Carl Benson, always forthcoming with his time and his insights as the commissioner of the Sun Belt Conference. We look forward to getting a chance to visit with you again very soon. It's always good to hear from you.
Barry, I'll be in Troy next Wednesday night. Look forward to seeing you then.
Awesome. That sounds great. Carl Benson joins us here on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline from New Orleans and the Sun Belt Conference office.